Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
Ooh.
Now for 3 weeks in a row, Shang-Chi has been the number one movie in America. I mean, it's surpassing Black Widow, but to be fair, Black Widow was released on Disney Plus at the same time too. But the world loves Shang-Chi, and the star of Shang-Chi is an actor named Simu Liu. Am I saying that right, Kevin? His last name?
Yes.
Okay. So
are we saying Shang-Chi right?
It's you said it right.
Shang.
He said Shang-Chi. It's Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi. Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Shang.
You got it.
Got it. Okay. So something came out yesterday the way that these things do, and we might have to cancel Shang-Chi.
Oh, no.
Turns out that in 2015, he went on Reddit and made a really long post defending pedophiles.
Defending them?
Yes. Huh. And what he said was he didn't ask me anything, okay? Which is where people, notable people, go on there and people can literally ask them anything. And at the time, because he's from Canada, he was playing a part on another show, and that show involved him playing a pedophile.
Okay.
So the show was called Kim's Convenience.
Oh, okay. Oh. Wow, there's a pedophile on Kim's Convenience?
You know that show?
Yeah. It's a comedy.
Yeah, it's a good show.
It's on Netflix.
Well, apparently, maybe he didn't play a pedophile on that show.
Okay.
That's just what that's what he was doing at the time that he did this Ask Me Anything.
Okay,
so anyway. So he said, this is the quote from his thing. He said, from a biological standpoint, being a pedophile is no different than being gay.
Excuse me?
He said a small mutation in the genome that determines our sexual preferences. Depending on what area of the world you were born and what time, it may also have been a perfectly acceptable thing to do to act on those urges. He continues, now we all know that taking advantage of minors is wrong, disgusting and vile even. But with the exception of Germany, we are going about it completely the wrong way. Cures to pedophilia is the same, he says, as conversion therapy and whatnot. So
okay, so just so I'm getting this right,
mm-hmm.
He is defending pedophilia while also comparing it to homosexuality.
That is correct. He basically was saying 6 years ago that in his research that he did for this part, remember, he is not a scientist.
No, okay? I remember.
Okay. He, although he is Canadian, they do seem smarter than us.
Well, that's
true. But he said that he thinks that being a pedophile, they can't help it. It's part of their DNA makeup, the same way in a genetic mutation that being gay is. These are his words.
Hasn't science and psychology and psychiatry told us that generally it comes from trauma?
What, being a pedophile?
Right.
I don't know enough about it. I'm not even going to.
Okay.
You're probably right.
I've never heard it's in your DNA.
No, I would bet you $1,000 that it is a learned behavior. It is from abuse and stuff like that. Like, you're not genetically pre-exposed to being anything, really, you know? Except, I mean...
Well, your race.
But, no. I mean behavior-wise.
Okay.
You know? So... Okay, so that's what he said.
So I think...
So do we cancel Shang-Chi now?
Here's the thing. So, obviously, cancel culture has... It exists. Some people think it's gone too far. I think we can all agree it goes too far at times.
100%. And both sides are guilty of it.
Well, I'm just talking about cancel culture as a whole.
I know.
I'm not doing sides here.
Okay.
So I do think there is a difference between when somebody 6 years ago tried to be funny and tweeted something that is offensive, which is still bad, versus someone who waxes on and has so much to say and so many opinions about something like this. Like, this is more concerning to me than some a-hole comedian saying something on Twitter that he thought was gonna, people were gonna think he was so edgy and so funny. This seems like it comes from a core belief.
Kind of.
That's what I find very concerning.
Kind of, yeah. It's kind of like with the whole Me Too cancellations of people. Like, it seemed like there was a difference between pure predatory behavior, like the Kevin Spaceys of the world and Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
And then, like, what, for instance, Aziz Ansari did. You know,
and I disagree on that.
But it seems, but are they not very different?
They are very different. But the Aziz Ansari situation was he was on a date and he kept just like pushing this girl. And then she'd cave in and then she'd go, you know what? I don't really want to do this.
Right.
And then he'd push her some more and push her some more. And she'd cave. And then she'd go, actually, I really don't want to do this. And then he'd push her some more, which is sadly very common male behavior. And is it Kevin Spacey? It is not. But is it still a complete disregard for anything that that girl was saying to him? She did not matter to him? Absolutely.
I'm just saying, in the world of canceling celebrities, like, you know what I mean? So, like, I agree with you that, like, what the guy who plays Shang-Chi said seems a lot more concerning than just, like, a comedian that made a joke on Twitter that was offensive.
Right.
So we all agree on this. So,
although I do believe he believes he is coming from a place of knowledge. What is very upsetting to me is the association he's making with homosexuality. Because they are simply not, they aren't even close to the same thing. One is harmful. The other is just who you're into.
I'll say this.
On a legal adult level.
I am always willing to hear somebody out, okay? I am. But when it comes to situations like this, he and Marvel/Disney have not released any statement addressing this yet. So I'm at least willing to hear what they have to say about it before, like, I make a, okay, ew, kind of a thing.
Don't you think somebody at Disney's getting fired, though, that they didn't find this? Because you know they have a team of people that are like, our job is to clean you up so that you are polished.
Well, I've actually thought about that for a while. I mean, they found Robert Downey, Marvel saved Robert Downey Jr.'s career. He was a nobody before Iron Man because he had such a decline
but
with
he had
drugs
been clean and
he
and
was
sober
in prison. I know, but Hollywood
for
still,
so long.
But Hollywood still wrote him off before Iron Man. You know what I mean? Iron Man put him back at the top of the mountain.
True.
So, but you're right though. When it comes to unknown actors, before you get the part, you're vetted like you're going to be president.
Shang-Chi.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.